time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. 5 minutes into the hour of 1 o'clock here on this Thursday. And I have with me today a man that I just met yesterday afternoon, and he agreed to be a short notice interviewee. So, George Parrott, thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Angela. It's a pleasure to be here. We're excited to be newcomers in the foothills.
Now, we're going to talk about CMM College of Theology, but George, where are you from?
Well, before we moved to the Carolinas in 2002, we just lived up in Roanoke, Virginia, not too far away. Years ago, 50s, 60s, I grew up in central Illinois in farm country.
Oh, so you've moved from farm country to farm country.
Just a little eastward.
That's it. Oh, well, now, how long have you been in the Wilkes area?
Well, we're just still in the process of moving up here. We'll start classes in mid-September, and my wife and I have an apartment here, and we still have an apartment down in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
All right. Now, you're talking about classes at CMM College of Theology.
That's correct.
And CMM stands for?
Christ Mandate for Missions. That is an interdenominational worldwide missions group that has over 500 mission leaders in about 35 nations, and I've been with that organization since 1998.
Now, do you set up schools, Bible schools and colleges around the country and around the world?
Yes. This is our fifth year. We're excited about the expansion that the Lord's given us favor with to be able to move up to Wilkesboro to offer College of Theology classes in this area. We've been doing it in the Charlotte area for 4 years now. And originally we got into that for the benefit of our missionaries overseas who were hungry for an accredited degree and also to grow stronger in the Word of God as they help fulfill the Great Commission in many nations. And as we were doing the school, as I said in the beginning, 4 years ago, now moving into our fifth year, a lot of our friends and local people were saying, well, hey, can I do that? I never finished school, or I have a family, I have a job, I don't have much time. And so the program that we have is a satellite school for North Carolina College of Theology, based in Wilmington, North Carolina. And this is their 13th year of North Carolina College of Theology. And so we're a satellite school for them. And we have a campus here now in Moravian Falls and also in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And then we have schools all over the world. And we have many students. This last year we had students from Singapore, online, Hong Kong, India, many different countries, Philippines, Dominican Republic. And we have our curriculum, which is based on what does the Bible say? It's based on the King James Version of the Bible, and it's up to the local schools to add their flavor, their own personality to it. But we stick with what does the Word of God say? And we have it available in English, of course, Spanish, and French.
Wow. So this is a worldwide type of school, then.
Yes, and it's really growing. Dr. J.L. Cook, who's the founder of NCCT, North Carolina College of Theology, based in Wilmington, he really had the vision to take the Word of God worldwide to be able to offer, you know, strong foundational teaching just based on the Word. And some of the Belk family, the Belk stores, helped get this school going back in 1998.
Wow. So you kind of maybe started as an outreach then to missionaries around the world.
That's right. And then as the Word got out of what we were doing, and some of our friends locally here in the Carolinas got their degrees and they became our teachers, then the Word just spread quickly, really, not slowly, but quickly, just by word of mouth, about people could earn a degree going to school part-time, or if they live farther than 50 miles from one of our campuses, then they can study online.
So you have a campus then physically located here in Wilkes?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Now, where is that?
That is on off of Route 18 in Moravian Falls and West Meadows Parkway Community Center. It's got a welcome center sign on the front of it.
Oh, okay. So that'll be easy to find. West mm-hmm. Meadows Parkway, Moravian Falls. And now, when will the classes start here locally?
They'll start by the second week of September. This Saturday, July 30th, from 10 a.m. to 1, we are having an open house house for area and community people who would like to come and ask questions, look over our curriculum, fill out applications, meet some of our teachers. That'll be going on this Saturday, the 30th. So we're excited about that. And we thank your station for getting us on such short notice.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. We like being a part of spreading the word of God, too. That's a lot of what we do. So we'll just work together on this. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how the classes work, how they're set up. Is this, you said they started in mid-September. Is this something where you meet every day, every week, or how long are the classes?
Those are good questions. They'll be for 3 hours every 2 weeks here. In Charlotte, we do have classes every week for 2 hours. And there's about roughly 10 hours a week of homework. So it's great for working people. They can study or use this instead of their devotional time to earn a degree studying the Word of God.
Right.
And we have varying degrees from associates, bachelor's, master's, doctoral, and even PhD in theology, counseling, Christian education, which is really geared for Christian teachers, sacred music even. And so there's something for everyone in there. You know, if they say they're our age and they didn't finish a degree when they were younger, it's a great time to get that degree now. Or if they're looking to grow into being a pastor or a church planner or just a better teacher or just a better Christian, it helps to always grow stronger in the Word.
Yeah, you can't overstudy the Bible, I wouldn't think.
Never.
Absolutely not. Well, again, we're talking with George Parrott here on Focus on the Foothills about actually a new college that's come to the area, CMM College of Theology. And again, that's a satellite school of North Carolina College of Theology based in Wilmington. And this has been going on for about 5 years.
5 years with CMM, yes.
And so now you have a campus here in Moravian Falls. So those folks who don't live then right here locally, mm-hmm. they can still take these classes online?
Yes. We have teachers that have experience both with like Phoenix University online and another secular school in Charlotte. So they're really up to date on the latest technology to be able to have interactive classes, blackboards online, that type of thing, forums where the students can ask questions of each other from around the world. So it's they really have a fun online community. You might be talking to someone from India or South Africa or Japan. We're opening a school in Japan. We're opening a new school in South Africa. And you'll be able to dialogue and interact, focus on what does the Word of God say. And so it's really like an online classroom that is state-of-the-art facility. And a lot of the information is available online at this website, which is www.cmmtheology.org.
So it's almost like having a worldwide classroom or a classroom with folks from around the world when
yes,
you do it online.
It is fun. And, you know, we have 500 missionary leaders with our organization. But for example, in India, we have almost 10,000 pastors and evangelists and missionaries that we work with there. And not all of them are in school or can afford to go to school, but we do have scholarships. We're gaining favor with the Lord in offering affordable scholarships, you know, because somebody in India, say, or Africa or Kenya or South Africa, they can't afford the same tuition rates as in America. So we try to make it affordable based on where someone lives. But we do have a set fee schedule, which is on the website at the cmmtheology.org. People can see what the rates are. And we have monthly payment plans available, but really for much less than many schools, and especially many seminaries and colleges of theology, it's very, very affordable in the effort to really make it possible for more people to get stronger in the Word.
Now, are there textbooks that you need to purchase and other materials to go along with the classes?
Yes, we do have a coursework material, and of course, people need to have a King James Version Bible. A concordance is helpful. Basic study guides. Various biblical dictionaries are available. But we give you resources. A lot of those things are online available for free where you don't have to spend a lot.
Right. All right. We are talking with George Parrott, who's with the CMM College of Theology. And again, they do have a campus now here in Wilkes and having an open house coming up this Saturday. So we'll find out more about that and about the college and how you can get involved when Focus on the Foothills continues after this.
Did you know that Nathan's Batteries will buy your old batteries? You got an old battery laying around somewhere? They'll buy it from you at Nathan's Batteries. Also, Nathan's Batteries offers batteries for cars, lawnmowers, ATVs, trucks, golf carts, and they rebuild power tool batteries. Nathan's Batteries is your complete battery sales, service, and installation center with big savings. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 6, Saturday, 8 till 2. Call 667-7956. Nathan's Batteries across from the police department, West Main Street in Wilkesboro.
Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry is paying 10% more on gold and silver. Buying any kind of gold and silver jewelry as well as gold and silver coins, check around and you'll see Greg and Donnie are paying more. If you need extra cash, look around, gather up your gold and silver, then see our friends at Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry. Call 903-1212 or stop by and make a deal. Miller's Creek Pawn and Jewelry, Boone Trail, Miller's Creek.
Capture all your summer vacation memories with a camcorder being given away by Wilkes Telecommunications. Just sign up or upgrade to 3.5 megabits or faster internet. Receive $5 credit on your next bill. Or sign up or upgrade to the Premier Digital TV package and get a month of free DVR service. Either way, you'll be registered to win the camcorder. For information, call 973-3103 or stop by Wilkes Telecommunications, 1400 River Street in Wilkesboro. No purchase is necessary for drawing. Drawing will be July 31st. 2011.
There are now more nuts in Wilkes County, and we're talking about the donuts at Dixie Donuts. Experience the mouth-watering Boston cream, blueberry, large apple fritters, raspberry glazed donuts, and cinnamon rolls. Coffee, milk, and soft drinks, too. Try a cup or cone of chocolate caramel pecan ice cream with no sugar. Dixie Donuts, open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturdays, 7 a.m. till 9 p.m., closed Sunday and Monday. Located at 268 West near W. Kerr Scott Lake in Wilkesboro. It's Dixie Donuts.
George and I were sitting here discussing hay farming. I was talking about my husband and my son and my father in the hay field, and he said, you know, in Illinois where we did hay all summer long, and it's back when they did square bales. I can remember those. I think we're showing our age, George. What do you think?
Yeah, and we used to get, I remember in the beginning, you got a penny a bale, and then for a while, a couple of years, it was a penny and a half a bale, and then it went to 2 cents, and we thought, wow, that was a lot of money at that time, because you could make good money out of it, but it was hard work, and a lot of young people didn't want to do it. Yeah. I don't think they still do it.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do that. Yeah. My dad was asking the other day, he said, who all did we used to have that would help us get up hay? But it would be the boys, you know, up and down the road in the neighborhood that would come help. And a lot of time, I can remember there was three boys that lived up the road from us, and when they would see my dad, and they would jog, because they couldn't drive, they would jog down the road to, and can we help? Can we get up hay? Because they, you know, wanted to make some money. And so, yeah, that was... Now then, it's round bales, and you get it up with a forklift. It just took all the fun out of it, I think.
Yeah, it's anyway, changed a lot.
We're talking with George Parrott, not about hay, but about the CMM College of Theology. And again, they're hosting an open house on Saturday, July 30th. So that's in day after tomorrow from 10 till 1. They're at 976 West Meadows Parkway. That's off NC-18 in Moravian Falls, and CMM stands for Christ Mandate for Missions. And again, George, this is an interdenominational organization, right?
Yes, we work with the basic parameters are the triune nature of God, that Jesus is the only way to heaven, and that the Great Commission still stands.
Amen.
And we've worked in many countries with from Pentecostals to Baptists to Nazarenes, and you know, the Lord talks about it in John 17, the heart for unity. You know, the Lord, make us one as Jesus and the Father are one. And that's really our heart, and I believe the heart of the Bible and the heart of the Lord is to bring us together, that we need to look at what we agree on and not worry about the little things, because heaven is a big place, and I think we're all in for a big surprise there. And we need to extend grace to be able to expect to receive grace. And so our heart with CMM is to really strengthen the local church. You know, there are people up in the Wilkes area that have worked hard building churches, laboring for years, for generations, even planting this work, and those seeds are going forth. And we just want to come alongside, partner with what God is doing worldwide, and partner with the local pastors to help strengthen their people so that they can be the strongest Christians, the strongest believers, as God intended us to be.
Amen. And again, you know, he said to study to show thyself approved.
Yes.
And you can, as was mentioned earlier, you cannot overstudy the Bible. You need to constantly be studying God's Word. Now, you are an accredited school.
Yes, we are accredited with three or four major Christian accreditation bureaus. And so we do have standards of criteria of class, attendance time, of reading certain materials. There is homework, of course. There's thesis involved towards the end of the year and the spring of the year. And so there you can fail if you don't apply yourself. But it is within reach of where, you know, we've had many people, some in other countries, where they never finished high school diploma, but they might have a church of 3,000 to 5,000 people, but they know that they need greater strength in grammar skills, writing skills, preparing sermons, messages, teachings, authoring books, and that we all just need to continue to get back that Jesus is our first love. You know,
right.
Like Vince Lombardi, the great coach of the Green Bay Packers, used to say every opening of the spring season of the, with these professional football players, hold up a football and say, this is a football. You know, in Christianity, Jesus is our first love, and we can never love him too much. We can get as close to God as we desire to get, and the door is open. He is saying, come up here. And he's always calling us higher into greater intimacy, greater love. And also, you know, like the scriptures say, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son,
right.
Jesus. And we're to be imitators of Christ, to become more like Jesus. And we need the word to do that. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he was in the wilderness for 40 days. Every time his rebuttal to the enemy of our soul, Satan, was, it is written.
Right.
And so when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted in some of the most trying times, trying days of his life, he stood on the word of God. And we are certainly, I think everybody agrees, we're moving into some trying times for many people. We've been in tribulations already,
right.
And there's going to be more to come. But God has prepared us and strengthened us to grow in our faith, to grow in his word. You know, and it talks in Hebrews about that the Jews coming out of Egypt did not enter into their promised land because they didn't have faith mixed with the word. And so we're strong in those things, and we all need to be strong and stronger in that. And so we invite people to come and be a part of what the Lord is doing really in the world today.
And again, you can get degrees.
Yes.
By going to this college.
Yes. My wife and I, you know, we got married back in the 70s. We've been married 33 years. We thought the world was going to end. And so we both dropped out of school thinking we got to go learn how to grow vegetables and fruit and meat and things like that. And we had many farms and things like mm-hmm. that. But it's like, well, hey, you know, no man knows the hour when Jesus is returning, but we need to prepare. He says to occupy until he comes and to take dominion over the earth. And we need to be doing that, but we need to be as strong in the word as we can so that we can really understand the mysteries of God and understand God's heart that, you know, we're not supposed to be just comfortable, fat, and happy in our Christianity. We need to have a heart for those that are in the Sudan that are being slaughtered, or in Africa or Kenya where there's a famine going on in northern Kenya. Now I got an email from one of our missionaries overnight talking about to please pray for the people in the north. They had planted a church there, and many people don't have anything to eat. They're eating root vegetables. They're eating bark off of trees. And you know, we're blessed in this country to be a blessing to others.
Yes.
But through the trials that our country is about to enter into, we are facing times in our history that we've never faced before. And we don't have to talk politics to discern the times. We just need to see the news and know what's going on and the changes. And there's not a better time to get closer to God and more dependent on him, trusting him with all our soul, heart, and our strength.
Well, we have mentioned many times here at the station that even, you mentioned politics, even looking at our political leaders, it's not to look to our political leaders for the answers.
Right.
That's not what we need to do. Not as a country, not as a state, not as a county. We're not to just look at our leaders and say, okay, you've got to have the answer for me. You'll find your answers at the foot of the cross.
That's right.
In God's word with Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's very true. And, you know, many of the problems the world is facing today are beyond human remedy. We have to turn to God. We have to look to God. We have to help others learn how to look to God for the answers. You know, the Bible says that we're to know the shepherd's voice. And that as we know the shepherd's voice, he can lead us. But, you know, just because our father is a pastor or our mom's a pastor doesn't mean that we're guaranteed our place in heaven. You know, like you've heard the old saying about there's no grandchildren in heaven. I mean, there are once they make the decision to follow Jesus for themselves.
Right. Now, again, if you want to find out more information about CMM College of Theology, and again, that's a satellite school of North Carolina College of Theology based in Wilmington, but they have a campus right here in Moravian Falls, right here in Wilkes County now. You want to start classes the middle of September. And again, you're having an open house on Saturday.
That's right. It'll start at 10 a.m. and it'll be very informal, very laid back. It's just a chance to come and introduce ourselves to each other and get to know, answer questions. We'll have some samples of the curriculum there. We'll have a course catalog, because each study, say like studying the book of Ephesians or Timothy, that'll have a certain number of credit hours to meet the accreditation requirements. And so there is a standard to go by. But again, our curriculum is the Bible, and what does God's Word say?
All right. And is there a phone number and a website where they can get more information?
Yes, the website is www.cmmtheology.org. And we do have a phone number both in Charlotte and up here. We have a new phone number here that I'm still learning. That is 336-497-1509. That number again is 336-497-1509, and that would be the one for the local folks to call in this.
All right,
this area.
So if you were wanting to take some Bible classes and get a theological degree of some sort, you can do that now through CMM College of Theology. Again, having their open house on Saturday, West Meadows Parkway, that's 976 West Meadows Parkway in Moravian Falls, and then get signed up for some classes that start in September and meet every other week.
Every other week. It'll be 3 hours, probably on a Saturday. It may be like 10 to 1 or 9 to 12, something like that. We'll get feedback from people so they have an involvement in it. But we know we can't please everybody, but we'll do the best we can to fit working people's schedule or pastors that need to come on Saturdays, that type of thing, so that we meet everybody's schedule and meet everybody's needs as best we can.
All right. Well, thank you, George, for being with us on the program today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Angela. It's great to be here, and we're happy to be part of the community, and we want to get to know more of our neighbors and friends and develop those strong relationships, because that's so crucial in the end times that we're facing. Many people have lost equity in their homes or their 401ks, but the real lasting eternal fruit and wealth is relationships and knowing each other better and
Amen.
Helping each other in the days ahead.
Amen. Thank you, George. We appreciate it. This has
Thank
been
you.
Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have another look at that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.